Let's move on to 420.
Amend contracts with Join, Home Forward, Northwest Pilot Project, and Transition Projects to add $842,500 in rent assistance for people experiencing homelessness.
Mr. Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. In March of this year, the City Council amended the fiscal year 2015-16 budget to fund several actions intended to address the housing emergency that City Council declared in October of 2015. This included over $1 million of funds for the Housing Bureau to contract with existing nonprofit organizations to provide additional short-term rent assistance and client assistance. These funds will rapidly expand our providers' resource capacity to assist with permanent housing placement for people experiencing homelessness and eviction prevention for people at imminent risk of becoming homeless. The Portland Housing Bureau has already obligated a significant portion of this to our nonprofit service providers under current contracting authority. The ordinance before us now authorizes the Portland Housing Bureau to dedicate the remainder of this $1 million to fund four high-performing organizations, nonprofits, including Join, Home Forward, Northwest Pilot Project, and Transition Projects for immediate use. These funds are a critical component of our safety net, and they will go towards supporting permanent housing placement for more than 150 people currently experiencing homelessness and preventing more than 125 others from becoming homeless. Thank you, and I urge your support.
Very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
Yeah, Mr. Robert West.
Okay, come on up. You can come up too. Come on up.
Yes, I'm all. My name is Robert West. I'm with Film the Police 911, and I deal with the homeless a lot. And I'm all for a program to house the homeless. The thing is, I would like to, seems like Join and all these organizations have received a lot of money in the last year, and I would actually like to see where that money's going to. How, you know, is it going to actually house 150 homeless, or is it going to go into some director's pocket?
Thanks. So this is money that's going out the door through those organizations to actual rent assistance to people that need it. So most of the money is actually going directly to pay rent for people that are vulnerable to becoming homeless.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure.
Good question. Thank you. Okay, anyone else want to speak on this item? Come on up.
Hello, City Commissioners and Mayor. My name is Crystal Elinsky, and regarding this item, I noticed there was mention of the emergency declaration from October 2015, and yet the City Council hasn't yet voted on that, so it's still a proposal, and as I've testified before, it has no teeth, and now it looks like it's getting us in trouble, which is no surprise because, well, when it was announced, I testified that many, many people were suddenly getting those things that were claimed to be the aim was to get rid of, like raising the rent suddenly $200 or 35%, 50%, 100%. A lot of these people just in regular old rentals, many in subsidized housing, many, way too many. And that happens to be a couple of these organizations you just claimed as good organizations. What was the term you used, that they're proven? Well, from my experience, and you know I've been here for years, and I talked with you, Dan Saltzman, and then before you was Nick Fish in housing. I would say Northwest Pilot Project is works. I just don't have direct proof of that because I'm not yet elderly. But those other organizations, and I speak for 10,000 at this point, that there is just so many, there are so many issues going on. So what Robert asked earlier, it would be really good to see this in detail and to get involved with this. It's already looks like it's going to be passed, all this money. But then why reference, if you guys still haven't voted on this this emergency of how it's going to actually fit in regular city policy and what's going to happen when it goes over to the Multnomah County. If you're not allowed to talk about a current lawsuit, why would you even mention it? The Housing Bureau gets money handed to it in budget all the time, and there's been emergencies before, but not on this level. So I think it's time that we look at this in depth and finish it. It looks like a sort of a half-ass job that's going on political. As far as the last item, I just want to say it's interesting that the big pipe, the one they just built, keeps flowing over, even though they promised it wouldn't. Exponentially every year, we keep getting more and more pollution in our rivers. And then an earlier item I wanted to speak on was about the Colwood Golf Course. I testified about that before, and there's no... What we destroyed there with the habitat as a golf course, we could have improved everything by simply saying stop it with the herbicides and pesticides, but we paid staff members in Amanda Fritz's office to work on a project to get a little claim of land for the Columbia Slough project, and now the rest is suddenly zoned over to industrial. A golf course when we had a complete bypass for our ecosystem. Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, I can't make it to your city hall as a regular citizen, but I represent.
Thank you. Crystal, you're done. Thanks. Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Okay, then let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you, Mayor, for your leadership on this, and Commissioner Saltzman for getting the money out the door to those folks who need it. It's been interesting to me to be out in the community where candidates are talking about what they would do to fix our problems, and indeed we have the plan with the Home for Everyone and with the coordinating committee, and we're implementing it quietly. I hope we can get the message out to folks about what we're doing and why. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Dan, thank you. This is making a big difference, and with yesterday's news of a ranking that we don't want to be number one in, that housing costs in Portland went up faster than any other city in the country, this is obviously much needed. Aye. Okay,